it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am mad at you now. I don't care.
No, you will.
So to hell with Harry!
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy. I heard from Harry today.
Want to read it?
I won't read it, but I'll give you the sentiment at some point.
Warrior-related, Niners?
It is Warrior-related. Okay. Warrior-related. Well, you look like you got something on your mind. What's up?
I don't know if you know. Tupac Shakur means so much to me. My favorite artist, along with Marvin Gaye, and what he did acting. And also, I do wonder what he would be now if he were still with us in this crazy world. But I just ask you and Evan, because Jeff Perlman is a sports writer and author. He has a book coming out, Only God Can Judge Me, The Many Lies of Tupac Shakur. And I go, wow, is he? And you and Evan just gave Jeff, incredible reviews and raves about his work. So yeah. I'm about to pick that book up.
Yeah, he was also the dude, he's Winning Time dude.
I don't feel like he got any credit for that.
He didn't.
He also, I think...
He's done a bunch of stuff.
He wrote a book on the Cowboys that I think this most recent documentary used a lot of information from. The Boys Will Be Boys is the name of the book.
Evan, why would a guy like that or a gal not get the love like to Winning Time? Why would people leave his contributions to that project off, Steinie?
Well, first of all, it was Showtime. He wrote something on Showtime.
Yeah, the show's called Winning Time.
Right.
Which we love.
Correct. Off his book, Showtime. Correct. But he also wrote Three Ring Circus, something about Kobe. He's written a ton of books. There's been a lot of books that when he writes them, they get a lot of acclaim.
Man.
Yes, Boys Will Be Boys. He wrote a book on Bo Jackson, wrote a book on Walter Payton, et cetera.
Wow, Sweetness.
He's like, here it is.
I'm getting this book, man.
Here's what he is.
Yeah.
He's a real journalist. He doesn't care if you like him or not. He's going to get answers. He's one of those guys.
Peter Vesey.
Different.
Okay.
He's more like, sounds like Pablo Torre right now. Torres.
Okay.
This is the first book that isn't sports-related, I believe.
I guess that's what wowed me.
It's interesting.
Tupac.
I'll read it.
Yeah. We got a simple question we're asking 49er fans right now. Why is there no clamor for this team to get Brock Purdy back? It feels like there's just... Among the fan base, even though Purdy's our guy, he's our starter, he's our franchise quarterback, he just got paid, that we're not viewing him as an absolute positive necessity that the 49ers need to reach their heights in a way.
Do you feel that way?
I do feel like something is coming out of this that I'm just wondering how much of the fan base really, really believes in Brock Purdy, I guess is what I'm saying. That's all. Because it feels like there's a lot of people that really are pointing out, well, how much difference is there between these two guys, really? And the difference in pay is so dramatic that it's too wide. That's too wide of a gap.
No, I'm with you. But it seemed like before the break, Steinie, you kind of – leave me in the car by myself when I say because Brock got that bag that doesn't even start or kick in the next year, there's nothing to see here if Mac Jones went Joe Montana for the next three games. Or do you think, this sports, anything can happen?
When you say there's nothing to see here, like, I agree. If Brock Purdy's the one and Mac Jones is the two and it's clear cut, then there's nothing to see here. But apparently the issue is, what if, I think people think Mac Jones might be better than Brock Purdy. And if that's the case, fans they're not the front office, but by the same token, fans do create pressure. especially in football and on an organization.
I believe that as well.
And so I don't know. Lamar Jackson is not a great comparison, obviously, because he's Lamar Jackson. And Burrow's not a great comparison because he's Burrow. But I don't know if this is Mac Jones or this is Purdy, but Burrow goes down, they're done. They're done in Cincinnati.
Well, they got a game tonight. They got Flacco. They went and tried to do something.
You're right. But I think if you're a Cincinnati Bengal fan, Burrow goes down, you're like, we're done.
Okay, Stafford goes down and Jimmy wins three games, throws 11 touchdowns to three interceptions. Even that alone wouldn't stave off a healthy master. It's like, hey, right. Jimmy, but great job. I'll buy you vodka and cran after the game. But there's nothing there.
But Jimmy's got so much more of a,
bad
track record. He's so into his career. Like, Mac Jones is young enough for people to say he was in a bad spot in New England.
So Baker Mayfield.
The other thing, Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones, all these guys, Geno Smith a year or two ago. I'm just asking. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Scott in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the lack of respect for him is just crazy. Absolutely nuts. The reason most people, that I am apprehensive about him coming back is we saw what happened the first time he did when he came back too soon.
Yeah.
And this type of an injury is a dangerous type of injury that can be, this is the reason why you get a backup that can play is that you buy yourself a little more time with your franchise quarterback. And I'll tell you one thing, if you're going to ask me who I'm going to pick between Lamar Jackson and Brock Purdy, I'm taking Brock Purdy 7 days a week.
Why?
Because I'll tell you, because he took him to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl and a missed block away from winning the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. Lamar Jackson has swallowed the all in every single playoff run that he's had. So there's a difference between somebody who may be more talented physically, has a better regular season. There's the nuances with Brock Purdy are far and away better than Mac Jones.
Intangibles,
intangibles.
No, yeah. I hear you, man.
But he's got to be a healthy. That supposes he's healthy. That's it.
Yeah, no,
fair
enough, Scott. Appreciate the call. Like,
he's got to be healthy.
Yeah, he's saying the reason that he's not clamoring for Brock Purdy is because he does think he's very good. He does think he's the franchise quarterback, and he ain't rushing him back. That makes a lot of sense. I think some people do feel like that, but I do think there's other people that feel like Mac's better with this group.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And we're all brothers here, all six of us, and the producers and everybody. But Stoney, it's funny the chat saying, "Oh, wait till Willard comes in," because I feel like I know how Willard thinks. But I would just say again, I'm asking. Or we're asking, why is it kind of feel like there's quiet on the set of not running them out there? And I told you, I planted my flag on, I do believe it was the bad performance and what we deem the Niners or even Brock rushing himself back. And that's why I do believe, Stoney, when he's able to go, verbally is all it's going to take for him to tell the coaches, I'm ready to get back out there. But we're talking about the fans and the lack of, if you want to deem it that, and the word of the day is clamoring.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. We're just batting this back and forth. Let's go to Cal, who's on the Bay Bridge, although probably not anymore unless there's a lot of traffic. What's up, Cal?
Not too much, buddy. How you doing?
Doing well.
What's up, Guru?
What's up, baby?
Hey, there's a few things going on. You're talking about there's no clamor from the Niner fans for Brock to get back. When you look at Brock and you look at the quarterback that's in there now, Mac Jones, the things that Brock has in favor over Mac Jones is his athleticism and his ability to read defenses and things like that. You take away his ability to move, that negates his athleticism. Mac has a strong arm. Mac comes with the pedigree from Alabama and won a national championship and all of that. So there's no deficiency in the quarterback play on the 49ers right now. That's not where we're losing. Now, if Brock could rush the passer, if Brock could go sideline to sideline at the second level at the linebacker position, if Brock could be back there in the secondary and be a sure tackler, there would be some clamor for Brock to get back on the field. There's no reason to rush Brock back now. Let him get healthy. Let him get back to his best self, and he'll be fine. Quarterback play is not where the 49ers are losing the game right now. Okay? It's the defense. And when Fred went down last week, everybody in Niner Nation know we're done.
Yeah. Wow, man.
And that's why there's no clamor. And that's why.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Thanks, Cal. Appreciate the call.
Stoney.
Well, here's what would be my statement.
Yeah, that'll stay with
me. So I'm going to name five injured 49ers, and I'll tell you right now, you could, like, just first hypothetical, just you could only get one back.
But you said five. Okay. Right.
Okay, you ready? Purdy, Bosa, Warner, Kittle, Ayuk. If I said to you, you can only get one guy back, I'll bet 95% of the Niner fans say Fred Warner.
And I think it's 99, and that's what my answer was. But, Stoney, is that really shade at any of the other four?
Well, what if because if the 49ers had, you know, Justin Herbert, the question may be answered differently. Or, you know, Lamar Jackson. Maybe not for him now, I don't know.
So we're going to see Penix come in, Michael Penix Jr., with Bijan Robinson, London, and a group of guys up front for the Falcons defense that gets after the quarterback. But the way he said the Niners are losing because of their defense, I could make a case they lost to Jacksonville because of their offense. They almost lost to Arizona because I could make a case, Donnie. I felt what he's saying, but it sounded like he thinks that's going to come. But after Fred went out, Baker had a lot of time, but that game was still 20-19. And to his point, he would put on the tape of 3rd and 14 or 15, right? But I don't think they lost just because of their defense.
See, I
lost a ball twice.
I look at it, the way I was looking at that game Sunday, and I said as much. I wasn't looking at that game Sunday thinking to myself, Brock wins this game. So that's another thing. I mean, now when I say I don't think Brock wins that game, I know he doesn't win that game with turf toe. But I'm not I don't know that they win that game if he's healthy though.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. Here's the other thing,
because they missed a kick to go up 11, and the offense got the ball again, Stoney, to kind of
Yeah. Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. How about this? If we're objective, and it's been a small sample size with Mac Jones, 4 games, he takes care of the ball better than Brock Purdy. Is that a fair statement?
He hasn't
been turning it over as much as Brock Purdy.
But I think he turned it over twice just his last Sunday.
And Brock's got 4 picks this year in 2 games.
I got you. But I would just say we'd need more.
Last year he was, 20-12? Touchdowns to interceptions?
But then if I went, and again, this doesn't matter, but it is real, Stein. If I went to the resume or went to the give me the career numbers, Mac would lose that battle because Brock has been – I hear a lot of people, the only difference between Brock and Mac is Brock is elusive. But I want my star quarterback to have more than just that. But that's all I'm hearing when I say, what's the difference? Because
who's more accurate? I don't know.
I'm saying Mac Jones. I could be prisoner
of
the
moment. But I've seen Purdy be really accurate.
I have too, but I'm saying Mac Jones.
All right. And Purdy's more mobile, and Mac Jones has a better arm.
Now, who reads defenses better? Or are you going to say what?
I don't know. I can't say with certainty who reads defenses better.
Do you feel like if you paid your quarterback what you did Brock Purdy, you would want that answer to be a definite yes, Brock Purdy, right now?
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
And maybe that's why we're here.
Well, then maybe it's more a function of Mac Jones being as good as he's been. I think there's more to it. Mm. Here's what I think. I think there's a not an underground, but there are a lot of fans that it's not they don't like Brock Purdy. They like Brock Purdy. They just don't like him, you know, $250 million worth. And they're concerned that they're just concerned, which is fair. That's all fair. But to me, that would also make me want to get him back out there to see if, when he's healthy, if he can quarterback this team differently than Mac Jones and it'd be better.
Yeah, and I'm no doctor, but I'm just telling you, Stoney, and the camera can tell you, my gut's telling me that this thing is going to follow or just linger with Brock all season long. And what does that mean? Has Brock shown you at 80% maybe, and I'm throwing numbers out, 79, 91% of himself, is that good enough? Or now are we going to, whenever he plays, if it's not good, oh, it was because of the turf toe. Like, where's the fine line?
I mean, like, I never get into, like, because I don't know. What if it lingers all year? Then they're in trouble. You know, then Mac Jones is going to quarterback the next 10 games. But I've got to operate under the assumption that Brock Purdy is going to, I don't know why. I'm operating under the assumption he's quarterbacking against Texas.
Oh, you could.
Houston, rather.
Okay.
I don't know why. I feel like if he doesn't come back against Houston, then
Rappaport was right, by the way, with that initial report. You know what I mean?
Then that means this thing's definitely more serious than we thought. And to me, it would also mean that it was a legitimate setback on the Sunday against Jacksonville.
Could this team possibly get to the playoffs if they're with Mac Jones if there was no Purdy in your mind?
It's possible. And I guess that's the thing.
City, it's over.
Yeah, that's what I guess is very interesting to me. Like, you know, Brock Purdy, he can be his great, you know, best quarterback in the league. He went down. You know what? Steiny, do you think they can still make the playoffs? Yeah, I do. Okay, Lamar Jackson went down. Well, they're done. Burrow went down. They're done.
Dak Prescott.
Done.
Baker.
Done.
Jalen Hurts. Done. Well,
who's their backup?
Evan Gess.
They got a guy. Tanner Mordecai in Philly?
But that was McKee.
Yeah, I have no
Tanner idea. McKee.
He's never going to play.
Boston, no either.
I love you guys. But so, I get your drift, man. Like, damn. So the Niners are working with they got a luxury at quarterback right now. Would you say that a lot of cities don't have? They got the Geico with Mac Jones until Brock comes back. And if something were to happen or re-aggravate with Brock, you still got Mac. If you believe in what you've seen thus far. And I'm just telling you, Kyle Shanahan made Jimmy Garoppolo look the best version of himself to the point to where they should have won the Super Bowl just by getting to the Super Bowl with Garoppolo. He did it with Brock Purdy. So you put Brock Purdy and a mixture of Garoppolo together in your mind, you stir the pot. Mac Jones is not that far off for any the combo of those two. So why would that be far-fetched? Like I'm asking you, are you surprised at what you've seen from Mac under Kyle?
Yes and no. Like, yes and no.
I'm blown away.
Yeah, I'm not blown away because we saw it with Garoppolo. And we saw it with Purdy.
But what was it that Kyle does
Kyle
to
can
get
do
these
this.
Guys in that?
Like, I don't know how, but he can do it.
Wow.
He Garoppolo got to a Super Bowl, and Purdy got to a Super Bowl.
And an NFC Championship game, too.
So, like, that's the thing. He can do that. He's proven, right? He's proven he can find a quarterback that can get the job done. So then I do think it's a fair question that if Kyle really was assured that if he's so arrogant that he thinks you give me a guy like Mac Jones and it'll be seamless, well, then why isn't that part of their strategy as an organization? We don't pay our quarterbacks $45 million.
Well, it's a credit
because
to Brock.
We've had great success.
But it's a credit to Brock.
It's a credit to Purdy. It's a credit to Mac Jones. It's a credit to Garoppolo. But it's mostly, to me, a credit to Kyle Shanahan. Mm. Like, who's to say?
No, I totally get that.
You know,
right. Like, here's
this
the other
is
thing.
The biggest flex for Kyle. And I know he's like, Guru, what does that even mean? What you're doing with Mac after what we've seen Mac in Carolina and in New England at the end, this is very impressive.
Let me throw this to you. If the 49ers had either of the following guys quarterbacking them 2 years ago or 3 years ago, Kirk Cousins or Mac Jones, would they have gotten as far?
I believe so. I believe so. And I believe Kirk would have thrown for 4,000 yards. And the way I'm looking at Mac right now, who's to say that was unattainable? What did Evan say?
Hey, he's just gritting his teeth a little.
No, get jump in, E.
Those guys are statues. I think that's the difference.
Gotcha.
Like, there's some... I know he didn't have to do everything, but there were some times during that playoff run, like, Purdy just took off. There's a big run against the Lions. There was a big run against the Packers.
Super fair, but wasn't Jimmy a statue? And when the O-line did their job, it was enough?
Yeah, but they ran the ball 58,000 times.
Wasn't Matt Ryan kind of a statue? And Cousin, I got you, man.
I'm just saying that I think that there's, while there might not be a, there might not be a chasm, I think there's a difference.
Yeah, I
Austin,
do think
San Jose is saying what everybody. You what? Tell me if you think a lot of people are, or is this so unfair? They made a mistake paying Brock the big contract.
I think it's too early for that.
But in the world of sports we live in,
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do I feel like that's a glacier that's way down the Antarctic, but we could come up on it if things were to go bad.
See, here's the other thing that I believe is going on, and it's we haven't seen Brock Purdy play well in a while now. Now, I get it. He had some moments last year, but now it's been a year plus. He has not played great. We've forgotten what he did the 2 years before that, and so that's a reason, too, why there's not a lot of clamoring as far as I'm concerned.
Now, that remember, I was like, Stoney, you're cooking the books, but you weren't the only one. That happened pre-Mac, before Mac even stepped on the field. Hey, Guru, you worried about Brock's record or da-da-da? You know, da-da-da. So
I do think on a practical level, we're one loss away from let's go. Brock Purdy, get back. Get your
Mac
ass in there.
Could have lost the Arizona game. He was bad in that game to me.
Who?
Mac Jones. He threw that pick. Normally that's ball game. And it wasn't all just his fault. But I do wonder if they're 1-2 instead. What is he now? 3-1? So I'm just saying, man.
He's been good. Come on. Mac Jones has been good.
He's resurrected his career. Like, seriously.
Or Shanahan resurrected his career.
It don't matter. He's going to be who did it for Baker? Baker's, who did Baker give credit for?
But here's the thing.
Baker credited a coach. He went to
McVay?
McVay. He credited McVay of what did Blake Snell say about Webb? He taught him how to pitch in the seventh inning, but yeah, Baker said McVay showed me some stuff about myself and in my profession.
I was thinking more of if Mac Jones is Garoppolo, did Garoppolo's career take off after he left San Francisco?
Garoppolo was never what Mac Jones was supposed to be coming out of college, so I believe that is the biggest flex Kyle will ever have. So when you say Jimmy left Kyle, it was over. He had to return to glass slippers.
Yeah, I think Brock may be just as big of a flex for Shanahan as Garoppolo. 888-957-9570. I see calls on the other side. I'm going to get to y'all. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Don't forget Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It'll be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale starting at 3 p.m. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden is going to be rocking. It's going to have a DJ. Bartender's going to be serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served.
Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, to sign up now.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.